This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The level of wickedness that we're now seeing in Democrats who are aligned against border security, that level of wickedness has never come out this strongly before in the Democrats. Because really, until Trump was president, most Democrats approved of border security. You could go back and watch the videos of Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and Schumer and Pelosi and others, and they're all on video saying that they have to stop illegal immigration. Even Bernie Sanders is on video. He's saying you can't just have an open border. They all talk about how they need to control the border, limit immigration, you know, illegal immigration, and have border security, even Bill Clinton. But today, every one of those people is opposed to border security for the simple reason that Donald Trump is for border security. In other words, these treasonous Democrats would rather see the country harmed than to have Donald Trump get a political win for protecting border security. And that's really important to understand. Democrats would rather see you suffer than for their political opponents to gain any traction in terms of having a win. Democrats, I've said this before, anything that Democrats can't rule, they will destroy. And actually, they also destroy everything they do rule. So Democrats just destroy everything they touch and everything they can't touch. They are destroyers of worlds. They are destroyers of society. That's why every radical left-wing government around the world eventually becomes a collapsed authoritarian, you know, excuse my French, but shithole country, because that's what they do. Democrats create cesspools of collapse and destitution, desperation, bankruptcy, immorality, unethical behavior, you name it. Democrats are a cancer on our planet, and they are destroyers of society. No wonder they oppose a border wall, because a border wall would protect us from the collapsed societies of Central and South America that are now trying to export their broken, failed philosophies of collapse to the United States so that they can collapse the U.S. just like they have collapsed other countries. It's like a virus. It's like a cancer, as I said, spreading across the world, infecting one country after another. And who are the people who are pushing this cancer, this virus, this infection? It's people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's like a cancer tumor who's running around pushing the same radical left-wing policies of free everything for everybody. We don't know how we're going to pay for it. And in her mind, facts don't even matter. She's a cancer on society because it's her kind of thinking that has already resulted in the collapse of nations in Central and South America into cesspools of corruption, destitution. I mean, look at Venezuela. You know, Ocasio-Cortez is the poster child for Venezuela. If you implement the things that she demands, you will get Venezuela in America. And she's not the only one. You know, Gavin Newsom, the new governor of California, who has taken the place of the criminal felon Jerry Brown, a governor who aids and abets criminal felons through sanctuary state policies. And Jerry Brown should be arrested and indicted, by the way, for willfully engaging in an illegal insurrection against the United States of America. But his replacement is Gavin Newsom, another face of radical left-wing socialism and collapse, which always goes hand in hand with authoritarian tyranny. And at the same time, left-wing senators like Feinstein are now announcing a new gun control bill to outlaw AR-15s and outlaw guns that are otherwise legal as of this moment, including California-compliant rifles would be illegal under this new proposed law that's being pushed by Democrats. Because Democrats want to have a monopoly on firepower so that as they destroy your society, you can't fight back. You can't overthrow their corrupt government regime. And the citizens of Venezuela have learned this well. They've learned that they should never have given up their guns, because after they did that, which I think was 2012 or somewhere around that time, there was a new gun restriction law passed in Venezuela. So the citizens turned in their guns. And they said, yeah, the government's going to make us safe. Turned out, government only increased its aggression and weaponization against the very same people that just granted a government monopoly on firepower. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think in any way whatsoever that if Democrats have a monopoly on firepower, the same people that want to destroy your country with open borders in order to make sure that Trump loses politically, do you think that those people give a crap about your security, your self-defense, your safety, your civil rights? They don't give a crap about you. All they want is absolute authoritarian control. And if it means overrunning America with illegals and seizing your guns and criminalizing law-abiding Americans, then damn it, that's what they're going to do, because they're Democrats. They are scum. They are cancer upon this earth. They are dishonest, malicious, lying. Can't even find the right words for them without just cursing. They are scum. They are not even, you can't even count them as fully qualified human beings, because they don't have the parts that are necessary to be a whole person. They don't have logic. They don't have compassion for your rights and your individual liberties. They don't have reason. They don't respect any laws. They don't have morality. They don't think about anyone else other than themselves and their own power, their own corruption. That's all they care about, is themselves, their power. And that's why Democrats are the scourge on society. They are cancer tumors. And these tumors need to be excised from our country. We need to cut out Democrats like cutting out a cancer tumor, throw it in the trash, you know, set it on fire, get rid of that tumor. And that's what Democrats are. They have got to be removed from this country. They've got to be removed from power. I don't care if they're living in your neighborhood, as long as they don't have any power over you. That's the problem. They are a threat because they have power. When Senator Feinstein says, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. We're going to take all your guns. We're going to leave you defenseless while we let open borders bring in wave after wave of criminal felons who are going to rape your daughters and raid your homes and murder you in the streets while they get sanctuary protection. But you, the American people, you get no protection, because we're taking your guns, because we are Democrats, and we don't care if you live or die as long as we stay in power. That's what Democrats have become. That's how dangerous they are. They will punish you. They will unleash violent felons in your cities, on your streets, to show up at your doorstep while they take away your right to defend yourself and grant legal immunity to the violent, criminal, illegal felons who are murdering your family members. That's what Democrats stand for. Anybody in America who supports a Democrat is supporting national suicide. Democrats are worse than scum. They are lower than animals. They are parasites on society, and they need to be treated accordingly. Don't let parasites and predators have power over you. They will feed on you. They will eat you. They will destroy you. They will punish you if you try to assert your own freedom. They will do everything in their power to keep you down, keep you enslaved, and punish you for wanting to assert your own constitutional rights, the right to free speech, for example. You get punished by Google and Facebook and all these social media companies, even Apple. They're all run by left-wing snowflake libtards who are offended by reality. You tell them, reality, hey, opioids being smuggled across the border, human trafficking, child sex slavery is enabled by the open border. And they say, oh, no, you can't say that. That's racist. How is that racist, you moron? We're trying to save children from your disastrous policies and your disastrous leaders like Feinstein and Pelosi and Schumer and all the other disgusting Democrat so-called political leaders who have already proven that They are traitors to America. They commit treason. They should be tried in a court of law and be punished. They are guilty of treason. We need to indict them. We need to arrest them. We need to subject them to a real fair court of law to hold them accountable for the crimes that they continue to commit every day against this country. And the sentence for that, if it's handed down by the court, might include the death penalty. And there would be nothing more in line with justice in America than to see that handed down against these treasonous traitors who are deliberately trying to destroy America in every way possible. They do not deserve to continue to exist in this land of the free when they are 100% opposed to freedom, when they have surrendered America to an invasion of foreign nationals, and they want to take away your right to defend yourself at the same time that they allow America to be overrun with criminals, violent aliens. These people are insane. Democrats are insane. They've lost their minds, and we got to lose them or we will lose our country. We got to remove them from power. We have to demand their arrest. President Trump needs to issue an order for the military police to go arrest the deep state traitors all across America. It would be the greatest defense of our nation, because we are in a war. The Democrats have declared war on America, and they will destroy this country if given half a chance. We either stop them through every legal means possible, or we end up losing our country forever. And that's exactly what Democrats want. They hate America, and they hate the American people. Think about it. They favor the illegals crossing the border, but they want to punish you. They want you to pay sky-high taxes while they, the bureaucrats, hand out free entitlement benefits to the illegals who never paid any tax in this country. That's how disgusting and dishonest they are. They hate you, the American taxpayer. And they want you to sacrifice your money, your savings, your cities, your states, your country, to being overrun with the illegals that will predominantly vote Democrat. And that's the only reason the Democrats want these illegals to continue to invade our countries, because they vote Democrat. Disgusting scumbag Democrats will do anything to stay in power, even destroy their own damn country. That's exactly what they are doing today. They must be stopped through every legal means available to the American people, the Trump administration, the Justice Department, any institution that is capable of stopping these cancer tumors of stupidity and immorality and fraud, which is the Democrats. Every institution that has any capability to stop them must invoke every iota of strength and courage to stand up against these destroyers of society, or we will go down and we'll end up just like Venezuela. It's not that far away. Stay informed. Read my website, newstarget.com or Trump.news. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke. compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.